Not your evening, but at least your Thursday afternoon to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on this afternoon's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in the room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony becomes irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is ordinance number 2303.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-39B, 2C of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period for Sussex County Council to render a decision on appeal. Submitted into the record for this ordinance, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the ordinance that was introduced by Council, and we have zero comments that have been received. I can provide a very brief overview, and Ms. Robertson can assist
I can go ahead. I mean, it's pretty simple. So these are on the situation where we have an appeal from the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council has a hearing. The way the code currently says, the appellant has to get a transcript, and that starts the clock running for when Council has to act on the appeal. The problem is with that is it's just too compressed. By the time, you know, what we've been doing is having a judge sit with Council and with all the different parties that are involved, trying to find a date that works and a Tuesday that works, and if there's pretrial written submission that needs to be made, and then oftentimes council wants to consider all the information and then maybe defer it to consider it. That 60 days, we're right up against the back end of it. So council asked to extend that to 120 days. Not that they're going to need all 120 days, but it's just, it's too compressed at 60. So that's all it is.
Okay.
It's a total timing issue.
This does not change the 60-day appeal period that the applicant has. In other words, they still have to file their appeal within 60 days of the decision.
Yeah, this doesn't affect any time periods for filing or perfecting the appeal. This is, once that has occurred, it's on the back end how soon council has to act on it.
Okay, yeah. And my other question was, it's a little unclear as to who is receiving the transcript.
That's county, and that's in the rest of the code, but that's county council. So the applicant, or the appellant, excuse me, would get a transcript of the Planning and Zoning Commission proceedings they appealed from by a court reporter. They submit that to county council through the clerk's office.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And
that starts the clock.
Just one other item, just so that you know that I actually read the things that you send me. Line 8, there's a typo. I think you mean within which, not within with.
I think that's true. So if this would be acted favorably upon, I would say that would be a recommendation that error, that typo be corrected to within which. And yeah, because that's a quote right from the code, I think. I didn't prepare this one.
That's probably been there for a while.
Yeah, it might be. So. Anyways, easy fix.
From the last time we voted on.
Yeah.
So that's all I have. Anybody else?
It's really just housekeeping.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of ordinance number 2303? Is there anyone would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone would like to speak at all on this ordinance 2303? Okay. Operators, anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to ordinance number 2303?
Thanks.
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. My name is Ashley Paul. I'm an employee with Essex County
Testing
Lines.
Great. Thank you, Ashley. We hear you loud and clear. We're glad to know that the lines are open and working. Operator, is there anyone else who would like to speak?
If there's anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-STAR.
All right, thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions or comments?
Thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll invite all of you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is